Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. We're getting our first look at what Philadelphia's back-to-school plan will look like. And as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo, it has most students in school buildings 2 days a week.
Part online, part in classrooms. Most students will physically be in school buildings 2 days a week, with more vulnerable students, those who are younger, those with special needs, and those learning English, at schools 4 days a week. Superintendent William Height has said the only way to maintain social distancing in school buildings was to have students attend in shifts. All students would wear masks. The district promises sanitation of frequently touched surfaces, such as doorknobs and sinks, every 4 hours.
Nearly all of the district's 125,000 students have Chromebooks that they have used to attend classes online this spring after schools were shut down for the coronavirus. That online education will continue as the new year begins. It's official. Large outdoor events in Philadelphia are prohibited at least through February 28th to prevent the spread of COVID-19. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
While it means the cancellation of events from parades to block parties, the moratorium does not apply to First Amendment-protected gatherings such as the demonstrations for social justice that still fill city streets almost daily. Also exempted are private gatherings with fewer than 50 guests, such as weddings or family picnics, and events on private property, including pro sports stadiums.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says he believes games can be played with safety precautions, but he does not think they can have spectators. Of course, with all large events canceled until the end of February, that means no Mummers Parade. And some South Philly residents like Mark Donato think the decision is a good preventative step.
You know, you've seen all the numbers come back, and all, so I guess we've got to be safe and take precaution.
But residents like Stephanie Wilson tell KYW making a decision this early to cancel the New Year's Day parade makes no sense.
Way, way premature. We're still in the midst of figuring this out day by day. It's brand new. It's uncharted territory that we're in. Like, how do we know that we're not going to find a vaccine?
Many in the neighborhood say they hope the city changes its mind. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy adding more states to the quarantine advisory list, bringing the total to 22. Minnesota, New Mexico, Ohio, and Wisconsin added to the list. Delaware was removed. People now traveling from the designated states must quarantine for a 14-day period after entering the Garden State. Murphy also recommends getting a COVID-19 test to prevent hotspots from flaring up, the list based on positive test results per the state's population. Philadelphia's managing director has made it official. Brian Abernathy is leaving city government as of September 4th. Mayor Jim Kenney rejecting speculation that Abernathy is being forced out over the city's response to civil unrest.
None of this decision had to do with anything that's happened in the last month.
Abernathy says he's proud of the job he's done, but believes it's time for other, more diverse leadership voices.
Frankly, I hope the next managing director is an African-American and maybe even an African-American woman, because I think it is important for this city to turn the corner.
Abernathy's second-in-command, Tumar Alexander, has been mentioned as a possible successor. After it was pushed back 3 months because of the coronavirus pandemic, tax day is here. KYW's Tim Jimenez has tips from the IRS and a local tax expert.
It's been an untraditional tax season. I mean, we're talking about this in July, not April. Carlo Ferry, the tax director with the accounting firm Kreischer Miller & Horsham, says they noticed a trend.
A lot of folks that were getting a large refund back, they wanted to file right away. Others that were in a situation where they were going to owe, they held off on filing their tax returns.
And if you lost your job or had your pay slashed because of the pandemic, it may be tougher to face that tax bill. But Ferry recommends not putting it off and filing anyway.
And he says you can work out a payment plan with the IRS. Also, a strong recommendation from experts is to file electronically, because the IRS says they're backed up when it comes to processing paper returns. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.